أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها.
صدق الله العظيم
We are blessed and the whole Ummah is blessed with his praise and Mubarak day like the day of Jumu'ah. This is the theme of the day from originally to when Allah created
the heavens and the earth. Allah is created, Jumu'ah is the greatest.
And this Ummah has got the greatest day
for our Ibadah.
May Allah give us all the opportunity to make other of Jumu'ah and
what the day virtually is the day in heaven.
There
are certain, in fact, one hadith
that appears in four of the six authentic hadith kitab, that if a person will do these six things on the day of Jumu'ah,
then for every step he takes towards Jumu'ah Salah,
he gets the reward of one whole year in life. And one whole year, including the ibadah of keeping roza the whole year. Just six very simple things to do.
May Allah give us all tawfiq.
The first one is that we bow and let me do. Let everything that's for you.
Secondly, that a person comes walking for you, Ma'asara.
May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
The third thing is that a person should try and sit as close as possible to the Imam.
That is always try and come to the seat and the first start.
Usually we come and we sit around wherever we get placed.
Okay, falling in the place at the beginning, but we should come to the front.
The fourth thing is to listen attentively.
What thought is given, the khutbah, especially referring
to the khutbah, we should listen very attentively. And the fifth thing is that we
shouldn't do anything useless. Like playing around with our watch or trophy or anything like that, we shouldn't play around
with anything like that.
So we should take a bath and wear clean clothes, come as early as possible. That's what we are talking to try and do, to come as early as possible.
And then to sit as close as possible to the Imam,
to listen attentively and not to do anything either which is not necessary.
May Allah give us tawfiq.
A person will observe this, he will get the reward of one whole year's desire.
And for keeping roza.
Next, the etiquette adab of Jumu'ah also,
that a person should try and get up more earlier than usual on Jumu'ah. The ibadah of Jumu'ah is such.
A person should try and visit the qabristan on his Jumu'ah. May Allah give us tawfiq also.
And then a person should try and read Surah Qahr, which is about the middle of the 15th Supara
to about before the first quarter of the 16th Supara.
A person should try and read Surah Qahr on Jumu'ah. And then a person should try and increase his durood.
Every day we should read durood sharif.
And Jumu'ah we should try and increase our durood sharif.
The virtues of durood sharif are very, very great. And we open the doors for very, very great merits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So on a Jumu'ah especially,
the best gift we can give is the gift of durood sharif to Nabi Kareem
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And then to increase our du'as.
And two particular times
for du'as, one is between the two khutbahs.
When the Imam said,
then just in our heart, without moving our tongue,
those du'as are very readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala.
And the time, especially between Asr and Maghrib,
and more closer to Maghrib.
If we can, we should come a few minutes earlier, or as long as we can earlier. Now in summer months, Maghrib is 7 o'clock, it's easy to come. So we should try
every day that time spend it in du'a.
And especially on du'a.
And then also, we should
try and read Salati Tasbih. The test is to read it every day,
otherwise once a week,
it is the common practice of the fire.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
don't be such that at least once in your lifetime you did not read. But at least you should try and read it
every Friday, the best time to read Salati Tasbih. And then to read a surah that starts with Subhaha or Yusabbiha.
These are called the Mutasbihat.
And the shortest of them is Sabbihisma
Rabbika al-A'la. To sign in the Surah
Al-Sallam. And then
to do a zikr on the day of Jum'ah particularly, every day we should do it, but
for Jum'ah particularly.
To pay our names, cut our names, to send this before Jum'ah, so Jum'ah our time can be spent
more in ibadah.
To remove unwanted hair of the body, pubic hair, etc.
And for the Imams to try and
read in the Fajr of Jum'ah,
the Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda
and Surah Dar,
and in Jum'ah Namaz also,
and the other Sunnah Surahs
to try and read them. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala
give us all tawfiq.
Before coming to the subject that I had in mind, very important also is our Islamic education for ourselves.
We are at this time of the year.
Many people are concerned
about the school education. We are buying uniforms, buying textbooks, etc.
Much, much, much more important
is the madrasa education, the madrasa of our church.
And we should pay very much attention to this aspect also.
Dunya is for dunya need, and it will stop there, but our deen is for after.
And to find out
about Allah Ta'ala, be able to read the Quran Sharif,
and those who are becoming hafiz, etc.,
these are much, much more important.
Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali
on one occasion explained
that for every letter of the Quran Sharif,
a person gets 10 sawab. And Hazrat is this complete
new thing that we have learned. Hazrat says that Alif Lam Mim,
for example, if you read in Fazaya Ahmad, the three letters, so 30 sawab, and then there is a discussion on that.
But Hazrat has explained that on Alif is 30 sawab.
Because Alif is made of three letters.
Hamza,
Alif,
Lam and Fa.
Alif. Lam is made of three letters.
Lam,
Ya, Mi.
Lam,
Alif, Mi. And Mi is made of three letters.
Mi,
Ya, Mi.
So they are in, even in each alphabet they are three letters.
So it comes to
just reading Alif Lam means it's 9.
So how great. And really, the thing is
Allah put in our heart the value of sawab.
When we have about the value, we say it's so cheap and it's so easy.
But wallah, when our eyes will close, actually they will open.
Then we will see truly our hands and sense haven't got value, no value whatsoever.
And all these things have got value. Then we will realize it.
May Allah make and give us tawfiq that it comes into our heart, the value of sawab
and the terrible naham and nuksan of guna.
May we realize it now
so that we can stay away from that.
Because if a person suffers a material loss, then he feels very upset about it.
His business went down.
He loaned money to somebody, a few million, and the person is not paying him back again. We feel terrible about this.
But the harm of sin is much more greater.
Much more greater.
In the end, the sawab,
Allah Ta'ala declares, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ The pleasure of Allah is greater. Whatever it will
end, also may Allah put it in us, give us the tawfiq,
that whatever we do it for the pleasure of Allah. One is,
if last we do it for the pleasure of Allah.
We have come here for namaz, for Allah's pleasure. But also, one is to come above our nafs. We do many things to satisfy ourselves.
Like many times we say also,
that if I didn't make my Jum'ah, inshallah, that won't be the case, but if I don't feel right. So we did it because I don't feel.
Or if I miss my Fajr with Jamaat, for example,
I don't feel mad. The whole day doesn't go well. So we are doing with the Jum'ah. The person doesn't know whether Allah is pleased with him or not till morning. So we have to please on the spot.
all the time we have to try and be in the sphere hope that I'm blessed, happy, that Allah has given me tawfiq of coming from Mars to be as a Muslim, to fulfill the command of Allah, that I'm happy with me. But I don't know for certain.
Somebody says that you have
got your papers, whatever it is,
and we have posted it also.
But you haven't received it. You are still unhappy,
you are unsettled. So fill the time of more.
A person must have this.
Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala for the time of asking, Asharay Mubashara. They are called Asharay Mubashara.
That we have been given the glad tidings on the tongue of
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of them.
And then the Ashabi Badriyin.
The Sahaba, 313, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, took part in the battle of Badr.
But yet they used to be restless. And they said, we don't know what is going to happen.
So we mustn't have that complacency also, be complacent
that I'm all right.
And we must have the frustration of that. Very, very great.
So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
The ayat that I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says,
that person has become totally successful.
We have got that he has purified his roh, his soul.
And that person has
suffered a great loss which is not purified his soul.
To make it easy for us to understand, may Allah give me understand the reality of it.
We talk about it like that, it's quite easy, but we are not giving us the reality of it.
Our body, for example, outwardly, if a person hasn't washed, it's not clean, nobody likes it.
He feels bad about himself, he's dirty.
When he has taken a bath, he's clean, everything, he feels nice. Then we take the inside of our body, any sickness that we have.
The person has got whatever it is, heart problem,
any other problem, high
blood, sugar, whatever it can be,
that is a problem in his life, and
he doesn't feel nice with that problem. If that problem is removed, then he feels nice.
A person has
hurt himself, for example, whatever else it might be, all these things are problems.
So to remove that. If we can understand that the most important of all this is the root, the soul that is in the body. Without the soul, we are dead. We can't do a thing.
So the actual main thing is the rule and not the soul. But today, every effort that is being made generally is on the body, for the comfort of the body. Yeah, in America, for example, if we walk in there on the street, we will see there are shops for almost every need of mankind. There are doctors, there are surgeries,
there are
hospitals, everything for the need of mankind. But for the spiritual need, for the ruh,
we don't find that.
Masjid, we come, we make our namaz, but to make an effort to protect our spiritual sickness of pain, that unfortunately we don't have.
For example, a person has got
his eyes are weak, he can't see properly. There are enough opticians everywhere. You go to optician, you will see him.
No, there are alternative ways also
to remedy the eye, the weakness of the eye.
But we normally go to the optician.
But if our eye is spiritually ill,
and we are looking at wrong things,
we are looking with lustful gazes at women, etc.
And how often don't we get caught up in these things?
That treatment, where do we go? Do we even think that we need treatment?
A person who is ill and doesn't even realize that he's ill, how terrible it is for him.
A person who's ill realizes I'm ill and he goes for treatment. Hopefully, inshallah, Allah will give that person shifa.
But a person who is ill and does not even realize that he is ill.
And this is the heart as far as our iman and yaqeen is concerned.
Yaqeen is also a thing of much later time.
Just our imaniyat in this world of today, when the enemies of Islam are making a great effort on the Muslims to take us away from our iman. And the more dangerous efforts are from within us.
That is in the name of Islam.
wearing shears of rescuing the name of Islam before they turn Muslims.
But they are taking us away, and how subtle the efforts are
that we don't even realize.
There are many other things
that come in the way and in the name of bringing you to act on hadith,
to act on the sunnah, but actually
to take you away from being conflicted. So these terrible things that are lurking,
if we know that we are
traveling on the road and somebody tells us there
are speed threats,
how much proportion don't we see?
Or there is a place where they hijack you very easily.
As a traffic light, etc., wherever it can be, we take so much caution.
Today we are cautioned so much about our iman,
but yet we don't take heed of it at all.
There are those places which are the breeding grounds of the fever,
different places, schools,
as universities,
and what dangers are lurking there. And everyone is aware.
And it's been spoken about so openly.
But yet we are falling into those things.
So we need to remedy all this. And we become conscious. And we need to get to a spiritual doctor.
And not the spiritual doctor who can advertise in the newspaper or tell you things what they do.
But the person who will guide us on deen
and the correct things of deen. And they are present.
It is for us to see them,
to recognize them and to find them and to go to them,
and then
for example also see whether or perhaps all of us, we are performing our namaz, we are making our juma, first namaz,
all of us,
if there is somebody who can say that I have got a perfect namaz, there is somebody who can say that,
mashallah, very good.
But generally I think all of us will say that my namaz is deficient. I don't have full concentration. But then again, ask ourselves,
if we ever ask somebody
that please explain to me how I can make a namaz of perfection.
Great ulama.
Don't remember the name exactly. It is perfect. Perfect. Do remember. Namah Imersha Mirira. After great.
There is no time to explain the greatness.
If I remember correctly, he went to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Khan and he said, please, let me make four rakats of namaz as namaz is supposed to be. He was so
angry. Not only a great alim,
but more. And he wants to be bold and he says, let me make two rakats. He is ever drawn on that.
That I must go to somebody and ask him, please,
let me make two rakats of namaz. Just two.
One Buzurg says
that on the day of my Qiyamah, if my one subhanallah comes out correct, I will be fortunate.
So these things are there. But
are we conscious? Do we find fault in ourselves? Or are we just take complacent? We just take things for granted.
And this is the most, the minute the rule, we feel that I've got this appointment, I have to do that. But once the ruh is out of the body,
you can't do anything about it. So while the ruh is there,
and one stage is that at least we realize,
if we don't realize, we are doing things of deen also, we are making our regular namaz, roza, umrah, tilawat,
we are going in jamaat,
everything we are doing, but we are not conscious that I'm not right. Then, so the first stage is
that it consciousness coming to us, that realization
that my namaz, my iman,
today muamala,
our business money transaction, we don't even think of it, of it, that we have to do it according to deen.
And many other our akhlaq,
our muasir, we feel that it doesn't exist as far as Islam is concerned. Whereas all these things we have to do it as we are taught.
And when we read the kitab and we hear of our elders,
how they stress on this point, we wonder whether we have even entered into it.
Small little things which are so common,
and we are making so big mistakes in them, and we are not conscious.
So to become conscious.
And then to realize I'm faulty. Today all of us we feel I'm faulty. The next person is faulty. Where the fault lies with me.
And after that,
to go and ask for remedy and take the remedy. We go to the best doctor, he gives us the best medicine, but we don't take the medicine.
That is also not going to help us. We have to take that medicine there.
So for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the many efforts and works of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one where you receive him to purify the soul.
And on that, if we do that, we make that effort,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَسْتَعَى. That person has got complete purification who has purified his soul. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَسْتَعَى.
And that person has run into a great loss.
And that loss, Allah, is where we can't understand how terrible that loss will be.
May Allah save us.
And that we have to have that concern, then again, not only for ourselves. Today we haven't got the concern for ourselves.
Can we have the concern for the wife and the children?
Where will we have it for the neighbor?
Nabi Ali Salatu wa Salaam,
the last and final Nabi, Rahmatul Lil Alameen.
Allah sent him as an embodiment of mercy for Alameen,
for the entire universe, for all creation. Allah sent him as a mercy.
So we have to have that concern
that how everyone can come on earth can purify himself. And it will work. How beautifully
it has been said that everyone wants
Islam to come alive in the whole world. So it's not difficult that everyone, and for that normally we say we have to start this project or we start that way, we have got different things in our mind.
But if every person realizes that I am one world of my own,
and in that, in my one country on my own,
and I've got many provinces in there.
The province of the brain, the eyes, the tongue, the hands, the heart, all these different provinces. And I am the president of this country,
and lifelong president.
I don't need votes to rule yet. And I've got no opposition in my government also. So all I have to do is bring Islam into my life. Islam into my eyes. I must use my eyes as Islam is prescribed.
Use my brain as Islam is prescribed.
All the parts of my body and Islam will be alive in me.
And when it's alive in you,
when you become alive in other people, everyone will do that. Islam will become alive.
Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written,
the first starting point of this collection of our life is that we are strong on ourselves and firm and hard on ourselves.
The second point, Hazrat writes,
that wherever we meet somebody, whether it's for business, social gathering, we are telling them, whatever it is, but to speak about peace. Today we don't speak about peace. All our heavenly senses,
even with non-Muslims,
okay? For example, you called up petrol at the petrol train station.
Petrol attendant,
give him one word of your life. That you look after your mother, for example.
Look after your wife.
Be faithful to your wife. One, wherever we can, something about deen.
Wherever we can, we speak about deen.
In our business transactions.
And then, in all our matters,
and all that we should do for the pleasure of Allah. Not for any other purpose, only for Allah's.
Now we are speaking, I can be sitting right here on the minbar, but if I'm not speaking for Allah's pleasure in the house of Allah, what will be the use of it? So, and this has to come into us.
That consciousness of being for the pleasure of Allah.
And not to satisfy my nafs. And not just to speak because I have to speak, but for the pleasure of Allah. And then a continuous effort on Iman. Kalima, the reality of Iman.
Then our Iman, on Iman when we read the books and advices of our elders, we feel we don't know what Iman is. So to work in this direction and correct this, all of us, we will want the best of the best house, the best garden, the best of meals.
We desire all of this, how much we can, we try and get this.
More than that, our spiritual life can increase.
So may Allah Ta'ala bring this reality into us,
that we understand the importance of this and we make effort towards in this direction
to correct our spiritual life.
And remember, if our deen and our spiritual life is very much dependent on our salat, our namaz. If our namaz is made correct,
then inshallah our whole deen will become correct.
And if deen is corrected,
our dunya and our akhirah will be made.
So may Allah give us the fikr of correcting our namaz and reading our salat properly, and then the whole of deen also will make an effort,
and not part of deen, but the whole of deen will make an effort
if it comes into my life.
Then our dunya will be made,
our akhirat will be made. And let you have all tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness.
Wa akhiru da'wana.